right? Michael Jordan, greatest basketball player of all time. I don't know if he'd be the greatest coach of all time. It's just a different skill set that is required to do that. So it's just someone saying like, hey, I'm a top loan officer. I'm going to open up a mortgage company and like everything's going to be great. Well, no, they're different characteristics. So I think you need to be like more entrepreneurial. That's for sure. I think you really need to do the research because there's a lot that goes into it, like behind the scenes, in order to set it up and set it up the right way to where like you're profitable and you're not only setting yourself up for success, but then also the people that you're bringing in.
Welcome to the Build a Broker podcast. Each episode, you'll hear the journey of newly minted mortgage brokers from concept to first closed loan on their road to success.
Aim high with Rocket Pro TPO. Their people-first approach offers unmatched support for mortgage professionals. Whether you're looking to boost productivity with their top-notch broker platform and stellar training, or are dreaming of becoming an independent mortgage broker, they've got your back every step of the way. Visit rocketprotpo.com/NMP today to get started. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
All right, so last episode you heard Nick and Reggie of Green Home Loan Story. Now we're going to have them together. You're going to get to hear a little bit about why they did this. Why did they get together? What it was like to kind of take all the experiences that they got from the economic cycles, some boom, some busts, and they joined forces to create Green Home Loans. And man, these guys hit the ground running. In their first 3 months of production, they threw up 50 loans. So, you know, you get the best of both worlds here with, you know, Reggie's kind of referral focused practice, with Nick's impressive telephone skills and his numbers over at a former retail place that he was at. I mean, they're a force to be reckoned with, and I believe it's a great place for MLOs to grow with. So in this episode, you're going to hear how they quickly crashed with their tech stack, but they were able to pivot right away. You're going to hear how they empower MLOs, how the mortgage community support them to help them hit the ground running. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another Build a Broker podcast. With us, we have Nick Grobnagger and Reggie Green from Green Home Loans. We're going to get a little bit into their story about they stood up a mortgage brokerage. You guys started this in 2023, right?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. So Reggie was working in the mortgage business. You know, he kind of started out working car rentals, you know, washing cars, in a suit in the hot Arizona sun, and just wanted something better. Got into the mortgage business, quickly found some success in his like early 20s, and was so successful at it that he reached out to his cousin Nick and said, "Hey, you got to get in this. You got to get involved." And they started out, doing stuff together. They all went into different directions, doing actually different areas in the mortgage business. And then in 2023, they joined forces to create Green Home Loans. I got that story pretty correct, guys?
Yeah.
100%. Fantastic. Okay.
Nice job.
So let me ask you this. When was the time that you guys went from, because you were talking about it, you said actually this is something I always talked about it, but like when was the time where you went from just talking about this concept of doing something together to putting it on paper and start actually planning?
Nick,
you want to take that one?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, January 2023, like I said, we ended up losing a lot of money in a P&L, and we just were like, we might need to fast forward this. We had talked about it for a long time and it really kind of came together real quick. And we're just like, we're going to burn the boats and we're going to go. And that's what happened.
So like, what's the first step? Like, what is, you know, when you actually, you see that big loss in your P&L and you're like, okay, what are we doing? Like, where does the first step that you guys take?
I think we were talking on the phone one night and we were saying, if we do this, what our names would be. And I went on Arizona Corporate Commission and like reserved Green Home Loans LLC, even though we really hadn't 100% decided. And that was kind of the first step. And then it started moving.
Fantastic. So, what date was that you reserved it?
Didn't you see that the other day, Nick? Wasn't it like January 25th?
Yeah, it was January 26th. So yeah. A year and 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So we reserved it. And then I kind of left because we were working together at the previous company, and I kind of left because, you know, Reggie was at the company and he, you know, they were trying to close out their pipeline and everything. I was like, okay, well, I'll be the one that just kind of leaves and gets all the email set up and the lender signed up and, you know, all the back end stuff that needs to go into initially starting it up. So I left and I kind of did all the back end stuff to get everything set up so that when they close out their pipelines, they could have a smooth, easy transition.
So you've managed branches, you've managed P&Ls. You know, was it a lot more difficult to set up, you know, the mortgage brokerage? Nick, if you can kind of talk on that first, and then Reggie, if you could have anything to add, you want to add to that.
There's definitely like a lot of setup that goes into it. I mean, that's for sure. Let me think about it for a second.
I'm wondering, was there anything that was just unexpected? Like, were there things actually that, cause listen, you can talk to a consultant, you can talk to an attorney, you can talk about all these things. You can talk to people that have gone through this experience before, but there's everyone I've talked to, you know, there are things that they did not expect to be as expensive, or not to be as much of a pain, of much of an arduous process. I mean, heck, the cost of actually credit reports skyrocketed from the time that you guys said, hey, let's do this, to the time that you guys got your license printed.
Yeah, so we had here in Arizona, there's a ton of mortgage brokerages. And I remember like this one day, not one day, it was actually like 3 or 4 days where we were trying to figure out like comp-wise, like where do we need to be? Do we want to do this model? Or do we want to do this model? So I spent like days talking to people like at different mortgage companies, like what is their comp like? What do they provide for you? How is this? So on and so forth. So like, I think we did like a very good job of researching what are the options out there? Like, what is our niche going to be in the market? But yeah, there's like a ton of little things like you have no idea. Like you brought up like the credit reports. Like I remember like, okay, well, there's 500 credit report vendors. Like, who do we go with? And then now you're having conversations again. Then it's like, do you know that when you sign up with a credit vendor that like they have to come to your house or to your office and like inspect stuff? Like I had like no idea that they did that stuff. And then, you know, a couple of days later, like I'm on a video chat, like around my house, like showing me I have like locked doors and a filing cabinet. But it's just like that stuff, like you have like no idea. And then just little things like setting up like emails, like, okay, like Microsoft, like how do you just call Microsoft and be like, hey, I need email. Like, so there's just like all these little things that you don't really think of. And then, you know, push comes to shove and like, okay, I got to figure out just like how to get email. And then when you get the email, like how do I set up a distribution group for an email? Like you don't even like think about that. You go to a company that's already done, but just all those little things figuring out.
Email IT. Yeah. And always the de facto. And there's someone from IT that's going to be able to help you. But now like you're IT. You and Reggie, yes, are IT. You are everything. You have to figure out the distributions. You have to figure out how to set up DNS with GoDaddy. I mean, all these things actually that you never expect. I mean, and obviously the things like, you know, your accounting systems, your LOS, those are all the obvious things, but there's so many little things that people don't know. Was there any major expense that, you know, just hit you out of left field that you never anticipated?
I don't think so. Nothing comes to mind. I mean, like I said, we had talked to so many people that we're just like, okay, we pretty much knew what we were getting ourselves into. So I don't think nothing really out of left field.
What was your biggest resource setting up? Like what was the thing that you like, you know, that you went to time and time again? Could be a lender, could be someone that provided you guidance. Like who helped you, you know, provide you the most information?
Oh, it's definitely, we have some friends, like one of our really close friends over at a Good Day. And they've been in the business for like 4 or 5 years. And I think they've actually been on your show before, Jason and Todd. And, you know, they kind of got in the refi boom, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. So they've kind of seen like the ups, the downs, what to do, what not to do. And I mean, how many times did we meet with them before we even set up, right? Seven times, just having like dinner and drinks and talking about it. And then when it actually happened and push came to shove, I feel like I was calling them like every other day. Like, what do I do here? How do I do this? But yeah, constantly.
The broker community is really willing to share. You know, even outside of Todd, you know, and them guys, like a lot of people we call just like on different stuff, and everybody's willing to share, and it's really a pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree. And what about lender support? Like, did you, I know Rocket has a huge team, you know, dedicated to helping brokers stand up their mortgage brokerage. Did you plug into their resources at all?
You want to answer that, Nick?
No, go right.
So, you know, I think we already kind of had it set up like the back end stuff. So I, you know, the main thing with Rocket is just working on understanding the portal and how to do their loans. And we have an amazing rep, Sam. He's awesome. So they help with the transition a lot because all our team had to get used to portals, which they've never been. And Rockets is so easy. So most of our beginning loans went there, and they honestly still do just because the process. So I wouldn't say we relied too much on them on the back end stuff, but they really helped us initiate working broker because we've been in retail.
Do you want to own your future? Be empowered on your journey to becoming an independent mortgage broker with Rocket Pro TPO. With Rocket, you're not just getting guidance, you're gaining a real partner in your success story. You'll feel their genuine care and appreciate their personalized service as you take this significant step forward in your career. Plus, their nearly four decades of industry expertise make them an unbeatable choice. Visit rocketprotpo.com/NMP today to get started. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
What about tech stack? Like, you know, how'd you figure out that perfect tech stack? You know, and if you don't mind sharing, what is in your tech stack? You know, and if you could give me your core tech stack, core being LOS, CRM, POS, and then any other pieces that you feel is an important part of your sales process.
So we actually started with LendingPad. So we bought LendingPad and we literally had it for about 2 days. And we were just kind of disappointed with a few things with it. So I heard some good things about Arrive. We test drove Arrive and we made the switch fairly quickly and been super happy with Arrive. Super easy, friendly. It's internet based, very fast. So really love them. As far as CRM concerned, like I believe loan officers really need to pick their own CRM because everybody's different and how they want to do that. We personally, for some of our lead gen stuff, we use Big Purple Dot, but every loan officer, you know, that comes through can pick their own CRM and how they want to do that. One of the things we coach a lot of our loan officers with is we create emails to agents every single week that we write for the loan officers that they can take and send out to their agents and clients. And we really teach people how to use MailChimp with that because that's our preferred system for mass emails. But I would say those three things, MailChimp, Big Purple Dot, and Arrive are.
Wow, that's great. And any other like, you know, pieces of tech stack, you know, whether it's, you know, video services, you know, mortgage market guidance, any other things that, you know, that is a part of actually your either communication systems or management systems?
Yeah. Loan Sifter.
Oh yeah.
Loan Sifter for pressing out multiple lenders. Payroll, we use Gusto. I have heard some real good things about that Rippling. I heard that's really good. But we're with Gusto right now. We also use BombBomb for videos. What are some of those other ones? List reports.
We have a business development manager. So Kaylee uses Canva all the time because she's constantly creating marketing, not only for the loan officers, but also for, you know, agents directly. So definitely Canva, HomeBot, trying to think. That would probably be the majority of them.
Fantastic. That's great, man. So obviously, you know, Green Home Loans, you know, Reggie, you know, I think that makes sense for you. But is there anything like more? Is there anything like, do you focus on green or, you know, environmentally friendly, you know, mindset or loans? Is there anything that, or is it just because it's a cool, easy to remember last company name and it is your last name, Reggie?
Well, Nick's also a green as well. You know, him and his mom and my dad, you know, are greens. And then obviously his mom got married. So it just seemed like a cleaner name. And, you know, he is in the green family. So it just seemed easier. I would say, you know, when we think of green, you think of sustainability, energy, and also money. So yeah. It just kind of all tied together. But do we focus on energy efficient mortgages or anything like that? I wouldn't say that's a focus of our business. you know, I would say the main focus of our business is working with loan officers on building a true business where they can create a business for themselves, where they're constantly getting, you know, repeat business, referrals, and just different stuff like that. So that's really our focus, is working with loan officers on building a sustainable.
How do you recruit? I mean, are you guys going to enterprise rent the car? Because that worked out pretty well, I think, in this case. Yeah. But, you know, who handles recruiting, and, you know, what are your methods to bring, you know, other originators involved?
I think recruiting has been pretty easy for us, just because it's funny, like the mortgage business is, it's like, it's big, but it's small at the same time. Especially here in Arizona, you have every big call center and every big brokerage in America out here in Arizona. And just the fact that we've both been in the business like 20 plus years, like we've just met so many people over the years. So, you know, we've just, by word of mouth, just because we've both been in the business so long and everyone kind of knows that like us as loan officers or top loan officers, whether it was me in retail doing refinances or Reggie doing, you know, the broker slash like retail thing, it's just like, I think we're respected among our peers. So when we said, hey, we're going to open up our own thing, people are like, oh, well, like, I'm going to go with them. Like, they can't fail, you know? And that's what a lot of people are looking for right now, is just something to latch onto. We're like, okay, these two guys have been in the business 20 years, or top producers. Like, if they're going to put something together, it's legit. And I'm not going to be wondering if I'm going to be around or the broker shop is going to close down in 6 months. Like, these guys are going to be here for the long run. I can learn from them. They can teach me stuff. So recruiting, I don't know how you feel like, Reg, but it's been pretty easy.
Wow.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We definitely, like, people know who we are. I also think it's a commitment to a few things. Like, I'm super committed to social media being a part of our business, and we get a lot of contacts from that. And most of our social media is not to consumers. It's to realtors and loan officers, and that's done on purpose. We also social media target almost anybody. So we can easily pull up top loan officers, get their information, and social media target them through ads. So we're constantly throwing ads to recruits that we want to see us and kind of get used to our brand and hopefully give us an opportunity if they're looking.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, I'm going to ask you one last question before I let you go and get on to your busy days. I want to know what advice you have for mortgage originators that are right now considering standing up their own mortgage brokerage. If they have this idea, do you recommend it to them? Is there a certain personality type who this is going to work with? Is there first steps that you suggest? Nick, I'm going to ask you first, then Reggie, please follow up. But Nick, what do you say to the originators right now considering setting up their own shop?
I think the first thing that I would say is being an originator is different than being a loan officer. Like, being a coach of a football team is different than being a player, right? Michael Jordan, greatest basketball player of all time. I don't know if he'd be the greatest coach of all time. It's just a different skill set that is required to do that. So just someone saying like, hey, I'm a top loan officer, I'm going to open up a mortgage company and like everything's going to be great. Well, no, they're different characteristics. So I think you need to be like more entrepreneurial. That's for sure. I think you really need to do the research, because there's a lot that goes into it, like behind the scenes, in order to set it up. And set it up the right way to where like you're profitable and you're not only setting yourself up for success, but then also the people that you're bringing in, right? Because what you don't want to do is open up a brokerage and it's like, okay, you're making money, but like the loan officers aren't. Then you're just going to be in this constant circle of recruiting, but that doesn't work. So how can you create the symbiotic relationship where, you know, you're creating the best work spot for your team members, but then you're also able to have a business and provide yourself for your family and stuff like that. So I think I would just say, like, you know, think about it, like, not just saying, like, hey, I'm just going to open up a brokerage, just open it up. But, like, actually think about, like, you are no longer a loan officer. You are now the IT guy. You are now the payroll guy. You are now the Microsoft guy. You are now, like, signing up with lenders. You are now doing tax returns and call reports. There's a lot to it. So just make sure that's actually something that you're okay with doing, rather than just be like, hey, I'm just going to open it up, just open it up.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I would agree. I think you see a lot of loan officers that just want a bigger piece of the pie. So they're like, I'm just going to open my own thing. And I think that's an okay route. I just think you want to be at a certain production level, because like Nick said, there's a lot of back end stuff that you're going to have to deal with, whether it's call reports, setting up tech, just a lot more issues. And if you're doing like 500,000 or a million, one or two loans, like, why deal with all that stuff? I would get your production to a certain level if you're moving it just to get like maybe a bigger piece of the pie before I would make that move.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, great to connect with you. Love the partnership you guys have together. I mean, it's really just inspiring to see two people just work well, so well together. You know, Reggie, you know, Nick just spoke very, very positively about you. Enough, it inspired me to change the format of the Build a Broker podcast to incorporate, you know, partners. So, gentlemen, thank you guys for your time. Appreciate it so much.
Thanks so much, Andrew. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Connect with the mortgage experts and elevate your professional journey. Visit rocketprotpo.com/NMP today. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
There it is. One cousin wanted to stop working in the hot Phoenix sun, renting cars. The other one wanted to pay off his college loans as fast as he possibly could. And I think they figured it out. Not only had some great success, but were able to create a platform that they could inspire other originators to create a great book of business. And who knows, maybe they'll inspire some of these originators to go out on their own and become their own mortgage brokers. Well, thank you for listening to the Build a Broker podcast.